Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it is Level Up Troop with the Random Hell Radio Show. I am Des Girl.
This is Dirty Patriarchy. We'll be interviewing today Courtney Miller.
Yep.
So what's been going on today? We were just talking about before online about an issue of Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson is Motoko. Yeah. People are raging about that, saying the role is being whitewashed, which I'm kind of on the fence about. Like, on the one hand, it is, but on the other hand, it's really not. So,
well, you know, there's not enough actors stepping up. What else are they going to do? Not make the movie?
Right. Well, they were thinking about scrapping it. That's the last thing I heard. So I guess they're just like, fuck you all, we're making a movie anyway.
Yeah, I watched last night I watched the Deadpool on the air. I saw on YouTube, Deadpool, the reward they were giving her for best comedic performance, Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
It was hilarious.
Right.
Yeah, but they have Salt and Pepper come out, and then they had all these Deadpools come out and dance. It was hilarious. It was pretty funny. And then Ryan Reynolds comes up and goes, oh, I'm really glad I won this, because this performance, Amy Schumer won, would have been really awkward.
And then I'm really excited that the Killing Joke, Batman, is going to be rated R.
Sweet.
One of the animated films that comes out. And then A Death in the Family should be the next one. Hopefully they'll make that one rated R, too.
And they're coming out with some good ones now. But, you know,
Right.
doesn't put out, like, anything else better than Superman and Batman.
Great.
Well, here's our guest.
Hey,
hello,
guys.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Everything going?
It's going good.
I'm tired. I'm tired.
Have we worn you out enough?
It's been a long day already.
Busy, busy, busy?
Do what?
Mm-hmm.
Busy, busy, busy?
I'm always busy. Like, it's inevitable. I'm always busy.
Are you going to the photo shoot tomorrow?
Uh-huh. Yeah, my sister-in-law and I are actually going up today after I get off work, and we're staying the night in Oklahoma City, and then, I'll be at the photo shoot tomorrow. And then next weekend, I'll be at the photo shoot here in Tulsa.
Ah.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll start off with the questioning. Okay.
Yep.
That works.
We'll start off with the firing now.
Yes.
Assume the position, Courtney.
Oh. Which position do you prefer?
What position?
Facing the wall.
Noted.
Okay, I'm sorry. You already got my mind in the gutter. All right. Let's go.
Always.
Let's do this.
This is why I do well on 18+.
What got me into cosplay? Let me think. I've always loved anime since I first saw Sailor Moon. I've always loved anime, and I wanted to actually cosplay a character from Sailor Moon, but I didn't know it was actually a thing. Like,
right.
I didn't know there was an actual word for it, and then whenever, I think it was, huh?
You're a Mooney?
Yes, I like Sailor Moon. I like the original Sailor Moon. I'm not really big on Crystal, actually.
Right.
But to each their own.
I've heard. Yeah, I've heard a lot of people, like, have their, like, some people like it, some people don't, but I haven't seen it,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm reading the manga to my girls right now.
My daughter likes Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
She really likes Sailor Moon. So it's kind of a generational thing. Depends on which one you've seen, I guess.
Great. So do you make or buy your cosplays or both?
I do both. I started off just purely buying my own cosplays. And then I actually went to school for fashion design and I started making my costumes. And now I make my more elaborate costumes and I buy the simpler costumes. And it's
great.
I think that's kind of funny because I'm like, wouldn't it be easier to buy the simpler or make the simpler costumes and buy the more elaborate ones? But no, I'm a masochist. What can I say?
I'm not fully pissed. Bad.
Do
what? Bad details. No, the only thing. Go ahead.
So, what cosplays are you mostly known for?
Final Fantasy VII Reno. Cosplay name is Bishi Reno. So, and I've been cosplaying him for the longest time. He goes to every cosplay convention that I go to. He goes with me, and I'll be him usually on Sunday because he's one of my more comfortable cosplays. And then America from Access Powers Italia.
Right. Just a lot of people are starting to know you for Noise now too.
Yeah, Noise is up and coming, and my newest one, Jiro Tachi from Token Rambu.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Which one is your personal favorite?
My personal favorite? I absolutely adore cosplaying Reno. Reno is my favorite character to cosplay. I love him. I do.
he's so fun.
He is.
So have you ever competed in or judged a cosplay contest?
I have competed a couple of times, actually. The first two times I competed, it was a skit contest. I did skits with a couple of friends. And then the third time, it was at the actual cosplay contest. And I did my Yukari cosplay from Toho Vanya. I did Yukari from Toho Vanya, and I actually won a judges award for that one. Yeah. I don't compete very often. I'm not a big competitor. I don't like
right.
I don't like competition, I guess. I'm just like, I don't like to compete. I don't see the point in it, in all honesty.
Right.
So.
What panels have you participated in?
So many. Let's see. I do the anime dating game at IzumiCon, the 18 plus anime dating game at IzumiCon. I've done. We used to do a Hitalia improv panel, Head of Stuck panels. My most recent panel that I've done was a Dramatical Murder Crash the Net at IzumiCon. And that was a lot of fun. I was with you guys, and that was just a lot of fun.
Great.
That was
yeah, I need to make my Mizuki cosplay a bit better, and I'll probably rejoin you guys.
You can do it. I can't wait.
What is the most awkward thing to happen at a panel you were in?
Oh, I think I break a lot of little precious baby hearts because as Reno, I flirt with everybody. Like, that's how I see Reno, is just as a huge flirt. And I've had I had this girl ask me for my number, and I was like, ooh, yay, friend. And I think she wanted to date me. And I'm sitting there going, oh, sweetie, no, I don't date. You're sweet. And I was like, I'm sorry, just I don't want to date anybody. Like, I literally do not date. And I feel like I broke her precious little baby heart. And I'm sitting there going, I'm so sorry.
Don't crush your heart all in one step.
I know. I don't mean to. Just remember, if I'm in cosplay and I'm flirting with you, that's my character, not me.
Right.
I love you guys. Like, I love everybody, but I don't date. I'm sorry.
So, of all the prizes for the anime dating game, who would you have liked to take home?
Oh, goodness. Who would I like to take home from all the prizes in the anime dating game?
Yes.
Oh, that's a hard decision, dude. I mean,
all of them have a harem.
I think I pretty much have a harem regarding that. Like, I get a lot of, I tend to collect people at the dating games. I tend to collect characters. I have a harem. They're all my precious babies. They're all mine.
What is the best thing that has happened during a panel?
Oh, I met my awesome good friend, Jay, who's also known as Bluepool or Azure Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Reno are seriously partners in crime. And every time they get together during a panel, it is like, it's chaos. And we take over the world, and it's just fantastic. And he really is a great guy, and he's just such a fun guy. And I told him I'd give him a shout out. Hi, Blue. I miss you, bud. Purple power forever.
Purple power.
Well, yeah, red and blue make purple.
Right.
Now, this isn't a question, but have you ever had, when you were at Kong, like a convention story where you're like, you saw something and you're like, nope, not going that way?
What do you mean? I'm not sure.
Just like a note moment, like you're like, this is not happening, just something out of the blue.
Kind of like it was really funny. At Izumicon this year, I actually had two brand new cosplays. One was Noise, and the other one was Itachi from Naruto, and this girl, she came up to me as Itachi, and she was interacting with me as if I was Itachi, and she was like, my boyfriend hates you because I love you so much, and I just love you, and she was like in tears, and it was the sweetest thing, and I honestly did not know how to react. I was just like, it was so cute, but I'm just sitting there going, oh my God, what do I do?
Do I hug you? Do I give you a tissue?
I kissed her on the hand, and she, like, fell to the ground crying. And it was just, it was beautiful, but it was kind of like, this is interesting. I just didn't know what to do, and it was so hard because I like to keep in character. And I couldn't keep the smile off my face. I've just never had anybody react that way towards me. As a
character.
Right. Yeah. It's always fun part in cosplay. Keeping character. How long can you do it before you go, I can't do it anymore?
Right.
Oh, how long can I stay in character? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Before, when, like, your moment?
Stay in character practically, like, the entire time that I'm, Well, depending on the character. Reno and America are really easy to stay in character because they're just really happy and kind of loud and obnoxious, and they're just really easy to stay in character. Characters like Itachi, Neji, Norway, where they're very stoic and they don't smile a lot and they're very serious. Those are the hardest characters to stay in, too. And I do have to drop them, especially when I'm interacting with certain people, like my friends and stuff. I do have to drop that persona because I can't be, it's like, I don't want to be an asshole, but the character
right.
is an asshole, you know? That it just depends on the character.
So do you have any con horror stories?
Oh, con horror stories. When I first started cosplaying, I was newly single mom of two babies. Like, they were toddlers, actually. And I felt like I didn't really have very many friends in the cosplay community, and it was hard for me to get out in the cosplay community. And I would literally have panic attacks and anxiety attacks whenever I left my babies for a weekend and go to a con. That was really hard for me. That was really, really hard for me. And I didn't feel like anybody understood where I was coming from. So those are my horror stories. Like, just, it was very hard for me. And now that my kids are, gosh, they're practically teenagers now, I don't have that issue so much anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Do your kids ever go to cons with you?
Yeah, they go to Tokyo and Tulsa on Friday with me until they get a little bit older where they can actually take care of themselves and I don't have to worry about them so much.
Right.
Then they'll start going the whole weekend, but for now it's only on Friday at Tokyo and Tulsa.
Do you have any advice for those starting out in cosplay?
Do what you can with what you can. Don't let anybody tell you you're not doing it right. There's no such thing as a right way to cosplay because in the end, we're all just nerds in costumes.
Right.
That's all there is to it. It's not about who has the best costume or who has the best wig or who can have the best makeup or whatnot and so on and so forth. It's about having fun. Just do
right.
cosplay who you want and don't let anybody tell you any different.
What about people who are starting up panels?
Organize yourself. Like, if you need to, like, make a list of key points in the panel that you want to do. If you need to, make note cards during your panel. Don't be afraid to get out there and tell people about your panel and ask for help from people who have already done panels in the past. Just go out there and have fun and do a panel on what you're passionate about. What you're passionate about. Just that's pretty much it. Do what?
I was about to say, speaking of passion, what is something you're passionate about in the cosplay convention community?
I absolutely despise elitism. I do not do elitism. I hate elitism. Everybody can cosplay. It doesn't matter what color their skin is, what size clothes they wear. If they buy their cosplay, make their own cosplay, do closet cosplay, everybody is equal in the cosplay community. I absolutely hate elitism. You're
right.
No better than me. I'm no better than you. I'm no better than anybody. You're no better
right.
than anybody. That's all there is to it. We're all on equal ground. We all have different strengths and weaknesses regarding cosplay. and we should all help each other out.
Exactly.
That's like my biggest thing. Like, help each other out and don't judge people.
Yeah, I've seen at conventions and stuff people tear at somebody else and just people stand around and do nothing. And I'm just like, are you serious right now? And have to be the person to step in because it's horrible.
It is. It really is. We're all the same.
Right. I saw this girl, I think she was in a Fluttershy costume, and there was another group of My Little Pony cosplayers, and they were just tearing her apart because she was too big for the costume was the thing.
See, that's just wrong. And if you're
right.
a cosplayer and you see that happening, you need to shut that down
then
and there. Shut that down because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how big or small or how big your boobs are or what color your skin is or how tall you are. You cosplay whoever the hell you want and don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
So how do you think people can make a difference and improve the community? We already kind of
Help each other out. Like, seriously, help each other out. Like I said, we all have strengths and weaknesses regarding cosplay. My weakness is in cosplay props. I went to school to learn how to sew. I didn't go to school to learn how to use EVA foam or expanding foam or wood or anything like that. And there are several times when I've asked somebody, oh, that's really cool. How did you do that? And they give me one word answer, wire. Or they're like, hey, I've asked somebody this just recently about something, and they were like, well, this person did it, and they gave me a link, and it just showed a picture of what prop that they were doing, and I asked, and I left a message on their post, and I asked, and I never got a reply, and that's really just, it's upsetting.
All right.
Yeah,
I know.
I'll be the first person to be like, oh yeah, here's how you do bias tape. This is how you put in a zipper, or this is how you the easiest way to put sleeves in a costume. You know, we need to help each other out. That's all there is to it. Just help each other out.
Didn't make contact there. There was nobody who would help me with that either. They kept suggesting that I just buy one, and I'm like, I don't want to buy one. I want to make it.
Exactly.
It's
frustrating.
It is.
It's very frustrating.
So, are there any upcoming panels you're in that you would like to promote?
Hopefully, at Tokyo and Tulsa, there's going to be another Dramatical Murder Crash the Net panel. It's an 18 plus panel, and I will be coming back as Noise for that panel. I don't know if it's been approved or not yet. I don't know when Tokyo and Tulsa is going to start approving panels. Hopefully it will be approved because we had such a blast in that panel.
Right.
Do what?
I said, I know we did the panel at AzumaCon. Did you do it at NACA too, or?
No, we didn't do it at NACAcon. I think I was the only one from our Dramatical Murder group. I was the only one of the group that was at NACAcon this year, and I didn't do any panels at NACAcon. This is only the second year I've been, and I'm not a really big fan of NACAcon. In all honesty, it's too big. Like, the space is too small for the size of the con, if that makes sense.
Right.
It was pretty packed when we got that.
It was really packed, and I couldn't move without being bumped into or stepped on. So I was just like, I'm just not a big fan of NACAcon. They need to move to a bigger convention space.
Yeah.
That's that's my personal opinion. I know a lot of people love Nakacon, and that's awesome, but it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, we've, like, what I heard, yeah, and I'm not a fan of Nakacon either, but it's just, like, when I had a few friends up there, and they said Saturday, like, in the dealer room, was just, like, shoulder to shoulder.
I didn't get to actually look at any of the dealer stuff until Sunday, because I couldn't get up to the booth. Like, it was so packed, I could not get up into the booth. And I'm like, I avoided inside the con as much as I could, unless it was raining, which it drizzled quite a bit this year, so.
Yeah.
But
are you
going
to go
into that's the life of a con.
Are you going to go to any other cons besides TNT?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually going to ACON this year in June.
So am I. Hopefully.
Yay! Yeah, I bought my ticket. I finally bought my registration. So I finally got my registration for ACON. So I will be there Thursday until Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll get there Thursday morning.
Hearing.
Yeah. It's,
yeah,
I love ACON.
We're coming by your room.
Do what?
Will we come by your room?
You're coming by my room? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said we'll come by your room. Because we'll be
okay.
We'll have a pawn party.
Well, you gotta talk to my roommates about that. It's not my hotel room.
Yeah, I will be doing a panel.
Oh, that'll be awesome. I'll have to come and check you guys out. Sorry. I've got like this sinus allergy thing going on, and I can't really breathe right now.
You're fine. Okay. Well, I guess we're going to wrap up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was nice speaking with you, Courtney.
It was great talking to you guys, too. Thank you for this opportunity.
You're welcome.
You guys are awesome, and I hope to see you at ACON in June.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
All right. Thank you for listening in. And tomorrow we will be talking with a local furry named Arrow Flufftail. So you all should tune into that.
Yep. Tune in.
All right.
Talk channel, fame, everything else.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Bye.
Have a good one.